The problem with Donald Trump's losing streak is it's kind of our losing streak. You know, Iran is kind of humiliating us.
The latest is his people were arguing.
I didn't know what you're referring to, but go ahead.
Yeah. This one, I don't. He lost several ludicrous cases recently. He's right. Probably going to lose the one they argued yesterday, which sounds insane when you first hear about it, because his people were arguing that we should not be bound by a 1997, the government shouldn't, consent decree that said you have to, if there are children who are accused of being illegal immigrants, you have to treat them humanely. Well, I think I'd kind of want that. I mean, they're children.
But didn't we know that with kids in cages? I mean, we saw that in his first term, and yep, we reelected him.
But, no, it's no surprise, but, I mean, they're arguing. The three-judge panel in Seattle wasn't having any, oral argument. You can't tell for sure.
Sure.
But they seemed unimpressed.
I get it. He does all of these things that are flagrantly illegal, and eventually the court overturns them. But in the meantime,
eventually can be a while.
That's right.
Before we get to local stuff, one other trivia question: why have you read why Iran's best player won't be in the World Cup? He was photographed with. He was photographed with the emir of one of the United Arab Emirates.
Like standing next to him, side by side, buddy-buddy kind
of. But since the emir is an ally of the U.S., he was branded as treasonous, so he won't be – he's their Messi.
I don't know anything about it. Is he still in the country? Is he still in Iran? I hope not.
I don't know. I wondered about that, too.
You know, because if – I assume the punishment doesn't stop it. You can't play soccer.
No, I think he has been punished. Otherwise, he's not being
– Yeah. Okay.
Not being executed, but I think
he – That was my question, because that seems how they handle things over there. I mean, it's
– Does happen.
But anyway, does anybody care about World Cup? I'll lay it out there. I do not give a darn.
A lot of people do.
I don't.
I'll get interested when there's two teams
left. And when
left,
these
or
billionaires
four.
Are whining over having to pay too much for tickets, you're flying here and you're – I don't care. I don't care how much – yes, you're getting ripped off. Welcome to America. That's how we live. If there are 500 people who want something – and I've got 100 tickets. Well, let's start the auction.
Having said all that, I think we ought to tell people who have not heard
yet. Down the election results.
Yeah, sure. What's going on with the election? Right. I think a couple of races that caught a lot of interest and maybe were affected by the whole Project Jupiter matter.
I think so. Yeah.
We're District 33.
Which is my district.
Oh, are you in District 33?
I am in 33. I had both candidates knock on my door.
Yeah?
Which is always a good thing.
Whom did you vote for?
I voted for Michaela because of Project Jupiter.
Yeah.
Well, no. She has, I shouldn't say that. This is, I think, her fourth term, and I think she's done a good job.
Yeah.
She sometimes get – well, it was a little interesting after, I think, the session 2 years ago where she set out her note to constituents was, we should have done better. That seemed a little bit
– honest.
Wasteful was how I saw it. You know, you're required by law to send out a note telling your constituents how the session
went.
Oh,
did she just say that and nothing more?
And nothing
okay,
more.
I got. Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Well. So I didn't like that. But, in all, I think she's done a good job. And she has fought against Project Jupiter harder than anybody else in there. And her opponent was funded by Project Jupiter. So that made it an easy choice for me.
Right. And it was an easy choice. Was an easy choice around the district because, she ended up getting I think 70%.
One more thing about, I'll say about it. Living in that district, I was subject to all the advertising.
Yes.
And so I know that there was a lot of money spent trying to defeat
incredible.
Her.
Well, I'm not even in the district, but if I just wanted to watch Giants, you know, what happened in the San Francisco Giants ball game the day before, I got subjected to a video that either told me that Michaela was stealing from us.
That's right.
Or told me that Ramona Martinez was wonderful.
Yeah, that's right.
So unfortunate choice for Ramona, I think. You know,
could be
as a you know, I mean, otherwise that, nice progressive.
See, that was the one that I didn't. That was the only, I think, the only local race that I didn't participate in the interview here. That was you and Jamie, I think, probably. Anyway, I didn't do that one.
Right.
But she did knock on my door, and I had a chance to talk to her, and she seemed like a very nice, you know, would have been a fine choice.
Yeah, I had lunch with her when she was running for DA a year or two ago. And, nice person. If it weren't for Jupiter and if it weren't for, you know, she was challenging an incumbent who seemed to be doing a great job and very passionate about her job. Anyway, they, so she will face
Barncastle Salopec, right?
Salopec, yes. District 37, Jupiter was less directly an issue, but the incumbent, Joanne Ferrari, not running after several terms. Shout out to her for doing a great job for a number of years. Mm-hmm. And her protege, for lack of a better word, she endorsed strongly Lori Martinez, and Lori Martinez won 60% of the vote against Tilly Villalobos. And she'll face Isabella Solis, former county commissioner, in the general election. That's District 37. And Jupiter, of course, was also a factor in the one of the county commission races. Daisy Maldonado, who will be here later, we can ask her how it felt to be a candidate. Daisy, you know, I think we misspoke. There is, you know, it's Salopec is running against Daisy.
Okay.
There's no
Republican
opponent to Cadena.
Yeah.
Also, no Republican opponent to Rubio, who was unopposed in the primary and won. Nathan Small, who was unopposed and won. He will face Julia Ruiz in the general. In District 52 and 53, Doreen Gallegos and Sarah Silva were unopposed in the primary. Silva will face Ben Luna Jr. In the general. County Commission 3, it's Willie Madrid and Julia Brown, the former county manager, is a write-in candidate. The Secretary of State's office kind of screwed up on her... her attempt to be a non-write-in candidate, candidate.
That's not good.
No. And I say they screwed up. It appears that way. Somehow or another, she wasn't in the primary.
Bottom line is it will be a contested race in the general.
Yep. Anyway, the state races... as people probably realized, Deborah Holland won in the...
Yeah, what happened to Sam Bregman? I mean, he just kind of dropped off the map for the last month. He was making the rounds and having ads and being out there, and I haven't heard a word from him for weeks.
Well, he spent a lot of money, and I think I have a feeling he began to see the you know,
read the cards and
the handwriting on the wall or some such.
Maybe so.
truism.
I mean, I'm glad that he didn't win.
I'm glad too.
Yeah, yeah. Just to finish my point, I think his leadership of the Horse Racing Association here was corrupt and criminal.
Well, that's that's a better reason than my reasons for opposing him.
Yeah, yeah.
Which were trivial. But, you know, I just sort of preferred her, and then I thought he made an ass of himself and his misleading ads mm-hmm. that I won't get into again.
Right.
Yeah, appalled me. But, I mean, he lost almost 80% to 20% or something. Well, I know it was a wider margin down here than
right.
statewide.
On the Republican side, I was sorry to see Duke Rodriguez. He would have been a more entertaining yes. challenger. But Doug Turner, it looks like, is going to...
It looks like. I mean, yeah,
it's close.
Something, it's 32 votes.
Oh, is it that close?
Yeah. And there are... We'll ask Amanda.
Right.
But they're still counting some absentee ballots, not enough
I'm
to
sure.
make much of a change.
Well, 32.
Because by law, they have to cut that off in the evening and start again 9:30 in the
right.
morning.
Right.
So they have some more to count or adjudicate. In other words, adjudicate is when they're not 100% sure what the ballot means to whom the ballot means to vote for.
By the way, did we skip by I think we did. We talked about the sheriff's race at all.
Not yet, no.
Okay.
Yeah, other races that got a lot of interest around here were the county sheriff and the county assessor position. In the sheriff race, it's another one where somebody's retiring, term limited,
yeah,
Kim Stewart.
Right.
And
yeah,
strongly endorsed a successor, and that successor is leading, probably has won.
Yeah.
37 to 33, I think, percent over Fritz. And I thought all along, told everybody who'd listen, it's between those two.
Mm, yeah.
And I didn't decide which I would vote for until I was actually in the voting booth Saturday.
So here's, if Sheriff Stewart had run for re-election, do you think she could? I don't think she could win. After this audit that just came out?
You know, that's a fascinating statement because if you read the audit...
Yeah, and I did.
There's very little in there against her.
Well...
Very.
That she is overly litigious, that she doesn't have a process...
That was not in there.
It was in the very first...
Well...
Yeah, it was. Trust me.
Well, that she got... That she had disputes with the county, but the but they basically found the county to be wrong on the
and
ones.
And you think they found her to be right? That's what you got from that audit?
Certainly on that issue of the cadets.
Yes, yes,
yes.
But that's not. They didn't stop there.
Yeah, we can discuss that at more length next time, but. Mostly they dinged her for not showing up at the, you know, I didn't know there was such a law. You didn't either. Neither did she. There's a law that says she has to show up at the county commission meetings
and gets paid extra. And for you and I not to know that is perfectly understandable. For her not to know that, really? You don't think she realized what her duties are under the law?
I think that's an obscure duty that she didn't realize. And she perhaps jokingly says nobody told her because they would have had to pay her extra, which sounds funny. In terms of how she runs her office, they found minor stuff compared to what they found for
problem was her dealing with the county commission and being unable to resolve differences without going to court. And let's face it, she went to court the first time she worked for the county and won $1 million, and good for her, but that's all out of our pockets.
And that didn't keep, I sat through that trial, and the jurors hated the county government's treatment of its employees.
Obviously they did. They gave her $1 million.
Well, and they told me personally that jury and won 2 years earlier for Armando Gallegos, a road guy who got fired in alleged discrimination and retaliation. They gave him money, and both jurors said, you know, we want to send a message to the county government. And
right,
the jurors in Kim's case hugged her after the deliberations were over. So that's what they thought of her. So I don't know you. When somebody gets screwed over and sues and wins, I don't think you can say they're overly litigious.
Okay.
And in dealing with, you know, she was trying to deal with Fernando Macias. Well, Fernando's a great guy. He's accomplished a lot, but he ain't the easy guy to deal with. Ask the judges who were judges with him at the Third Judicial District. There are.
All I'm saying is the audit did not report what you're saying it reported. It just didn't.
Well, if you read what the, if you read the thing about the cadets, it sure does.
Okay.
It says the county should not have.
People can read it for themselves.
Yep. And it's on the county website.
Yep.
I urge people to read it for themselves. And it'll be interesting to talk to others on the show about it.
Yeah.
We'll see what Juan thinks about it. I know he has thought about it and read all or part of it. And he comes from a different political perspective than you and I do. So Juan, and if our mystery guest shows up, he can also talk about it.
Ooh, that's exciting.
There's a prominent office holder that I ran into at the barber shop yesterday afternoon and invited him, and he wanted to come, wasn't sure if he could, and hasn't gotten back to me yet. So if he shows up, we'll introduce him, and we'll ask him about the audit, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, I mean, the audit found minor things against Kim, as far as I read it. You know, in terms of the actual findings.
If you consider lack of internal controls, lack of procedures, lack of accountability, I mean, yeah, that's what they found.
They found mostly not, you know, the records were incomplete on some of the training for a couple officers, which apparently may have been that it gets reported at a certain time. And they were on leave. She got us into CALEA, which I forget what it stands for, but it's the kind of premier law enforcement group to be in. It, you have to meet high standards to get into it, and then they inspect you every time, and they inspected DASO annually, and they had a couple of minor things. And basically what they went after her for was not having a specific CALEA recommends, doesn't require that you have a person assigned to be the CALEA, you know, we're complying officer.
Right.
She doesn't. Want to guess why?
I'm not concerned at all about that.
Because she talked to the county commission
ahead.
And they said, no, we're not going to fund that.
Yeah, no, you're picking details that to me are not what the report focused on. So,
you know, it did. Yeah, it said everybody should get along better, including the sheriff,
and that there need to be procedures that that make that happen, and that has to happen on both sides.
Right. Okay.
That's
when Stewart came in. Now, this is not people don't know it, so you're right. It wouldn't affect things. When Stewart came into office, she said, and we've probably said the same thing, I certainly have, the laws are not as clear as they should be.
Right.
You know, at the county, you know, the city, you got a police chief you appoint, you got a county, a city clerk you appoint, you got a financial person or a treasurer. In county office in New Mexico, those are all elected positions. So you got an independent county clerk, treasurer, assessor. Hey, we have a caller. Anyway, that creates a problem. And when Kim came in, she said, we really ought to have a conference and try to define these better. And the county didn't do it. They didn't like her. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm going to
hold on a second. Let me.
This is my call to break in and stop this silly conversation you guys are having. So I think what I heard Walt say was he wasn't something along the lines of would Sheriff Stewart win if she had been able to run again. And my feeling is that the person she because Ordonez did so much, did well and did better than Fritz, I think that is your answer. I mean,
I agree. I think it's
people voted for her, the person she said, vote for this person, and another woman, my God, over Fritz, who's like, who could be...
Fritz is a good candidate, strong candidate.
For a sheriff, you would pick someone like that. I mean,
that's true.
So that's my two cents, and will you guys stop talking about this, because really...
Okay. You get the last word. We'll let you have the last word.
Okay. Thank you so much. Anyway, the audit certainly dinged the county.
Oh, I just gave her the last word.
Oh.
I don't make a lie out of me. Okay. I gave her the last word.
All right. So moving back on to the sheriffs and the assessor races, we're running down on time. The sheriff's race was interesting. They had seven Democratic candidates. The strongest were Ordonez, the former chief of police in Anthony, and Jim Fritz, a lifelong resident of the Mesilla Valley with a prominent family who had been in with the state law enforcement. And the sheriff's deputies union endorsed him. Anyway, Ordonez came in first, it looks like, with 37%. Fritz second with 33%, and everybody else down from 2% to 9%. Right. Then the Republican side, former Sheriff Todd Garrison actually won with 57% of the vote in a four-person race. So that was a pretty clear win. So that's whom Ordonez will face. In the assessor's race, which generated a lot of interest because there was a controversy between the incumbent mm-hmm. and a former employee. There was also some dispute between the county and that elected official, Gina Montoya, the incumbent as assessor, and former county commissioner Shannon Reynolds got off the county commission to run for assessor against her. Probably could not legally have served anyway. We got in a dispute over that. I'm glad it wasn't close, or Shannon and his supporters won't blame me for criticizing his situation. At any rate, Montoya Ortega got, I think it's 45% of the vote, and Ruben Reyes got 29% and Shannon 27% of the vote. Anyway, we are nearly out of time. We will be talking during 9 and 10 more about the election and also about the county audit with guests who will be coming in, prominent guests, two of whom were actually in primaries.
Let me take just a second at the end here to thank everybody who came out this Saturday to our big concert, the LC Rocks Fest. We had it out at the Destination Sports and Arts Complex, 1103 East Loman. Those guys have been great. And we had a terrific show. We raised more than $2,000 for the radio
station. People
had
a great time.
We had an absolutely blast.
And a lot of young people.
Huge shout out to Tom Larkin, the host of LC Rocks every Wednesday from 5 to 6. He was the one who organized it all. 18 bands on three different stages going all day long. It was just a whole lot of fun.
I should have gone.